Love is the foundation of meditation. The state of meditation is the state of love. And the evolution of meditation is evolution into love. Love is the light of meditation. And meditation is a natural state of our existence. This is the who, and this is the where we abide in existence. Though love emanates from the heart, for a more evolved soul, there is no distinction between heart, consciousness, being, intelligence. Consciousness in separation from love. This is not the real consciousness. It is more like awareness, a faculty of the mind. The very definition of consciousness is something that is filled with sacredness. It must have a soul. It must have the light of I am to be true consciousness. To meditate is to evolve in that relationship of love between me and I am and the beyond. Initially, there's a duality, a vast gap between me and I am. And before that, the I am, the soul, is more of a potential, more of a possibility. It does not yet exist. At this point, one is experiencing that love as a longing. Longing for something that one does not yet have, but is sensing it as what is meant to emerge. Manifest as the true meaning of our existence in time. The more the light of I am awakens, the more that relationship of love becomes real, tangible. from that place our true evolution begins. Evolution begins when the I Am has already awakened, already manifested, emerged. And evolution is the crossing of that duality, that gap between me and the soul, between me and the light of creation. When we speak about being in love with one's own self, it is not a metaphor. It is not an attempt to be emotional, sentimental. It is absolutely real. This is a real love. And if that love is absent, it is an indication that one has not yet entered the path. One is still outside of it, on the periphery, disconnected from that essential energy consciousness. That intelligence of love, which is linking me with I Am, is bridging them. It is the evolutionary instinct of the soul. From which that energy of love manifests. Thinking, being lost in the mind, having problems with the subconscious, being constantly distracted, all these difficulties are not being remedied just by discipline, by the power of will. They are pointing to something missing. Something is lacking there, and that is love. The me can practice. The me can be convinced to pursue all kinds of disciplines. When it is being promised, reaching different goals. But without love, it is empty. It is not yet the great way, the real path, the most intimate, the most profound path. To the self. That is the most profound awakening on the path. It is not the opening of different states. It is the awakening to the true, enlightened relationship between me and I am. Without that awakening, something of the essence is lacking, and because it is lacking, one cannot really transform. The closer me is coming to the I am, to the soul, the less there is duality, the less there is a gap between these two, the more we begin to realize the truth of love. And we begin to understand that it is very different than anything that we have imagined or conceptualized. It is in our absence, positive absence, which is the absorption of me in the soul, that the truth of love is realized. One is reaching the godly state, the godly condition. We speak a lot about surrendering. But surrendering is not just a discipline, not just a cultivation of letting go. It is returning back to the state of unity with our higher being. And the me will never surrender unless it falls in love with his own soul. It will resist with its very existence. When there is the energy of love, the consciousness of love, there's a natural acceptance, natural patience. Acceptance that one still cannot fully merge it, and that is okay. It is from that state of patience, not rushing after goals, accepting imperfection, a certain amount of suffering. That one begins truly to surrender, and existence opens up to that soul. In that acceptance, there's natural harmony with existence, with life, understanding that everything is in the right place and has its own timing. One is not seeing the path as a way of escaping, trying to get rid of pain. One is flowing with the truth of evolution without resistance. From the place of total cooperation. Samadhi of me in the soul. Is the meaning of love. When me becomes fully absorbed in the soul, there is no longer energy. Preventing the soul from being fully merged with the beyond. The soul is free to fall into the depth of the inner ocean and begins her new life. In complete freedom from the dimension of forgetfulness. evolution has its price. There are sacrifices expected from each one who is walking the path to the Self. But all these sacrifices are nothing compared with the perfect bliss. The bliss of being complete soul, realizing our higher being. That which separates the seeker from that perfect bliss is certain amount of time. This time can be measured in many different ways. But from the standpoint of that ultimate future where the soul stands, all that time is like a split of a second.